Biomat.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast here from Detroit, the home of the North American International Auto Show 2012 edition. I'm Bob Long, along with Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports, where he is senior automotive engineer. Jake, it's always great to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Seems like the buzz coming off the show floor is very positive. What's your take on this year's show so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real positive show, and it's a positive show for the American auto industry. I mean, they hit it right out of the gates at 8 a.m. on the first day of the show with that the Ford Fusion. I mean, that's a game changer there. It's a beautiful car, and it looks like it's content to back it up.
This is a car that I know in speaking with Jay Mays just the other day, he is so proud of, and he has a right to be very proud of it, because for a mainstream family vehicle, I mean, this thing's a looker. There's no other way to say it, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a midsize sedan coming from Aston Martin, not from Ford as a family sedan. You know, and you look across the show floor and you look at, Camrys, or you look at Accords, and it's like, are they even playing anymore? I mean, this is they're really hitting it out of the park there.
Exactly. That's what I thought immediately in looking at the face of the vehicle. I could just see little touches of the Aston Martin brand.
Yeah, you know, what's nice about that, too, is that while they styled the vehicle, I mean, they didn't really compromise on the vehicle. As we've seen, you look at Buicks, for instance, they try to get the flashy styling, and they lose the rear vision, or they lose the rear passenger compartment. I sat in the back of that Fusion, and it's very roomy. And that's something else I was worried about, because as Ford goes to the world cars, sometimes they compromise on things like rear seat passenger room, which isn't quite as important in other markets like Europe, but that's a roomy vehicle.
What are some of the other stars of the show? What vehicles really struck your eye?
Well, the Dart is such an important vehicle.
It sure is. And
for a couple of reasons. I mean, not just is it, finally a small fuel-efficient vehicle from the Chrysler Group, which, they really haven't had for a very long time, but this is the first vehicle from Fiat, from the new partnership, and there's a lot riding on this vehicle. I mean, this is going to, when we look at the performance, the reliability of this vehicle, that's going to really say what's going to happen with Chrysler going forward. I mean, this is the new Chrysler, these Fiat Chryslers, and right now, who knows? But we're going to find out shortly.
Haven't had a chance to get inside the vehicle. I understand that it can be optioned out quite well, and you can get some really high-end leathers inside that new Dodge Dart.
Yeah, they say it starts at $16,000, but I would not be surprised if you could option this car up to, touching $30,000. You look at the content that's available. I mean, obviously, at a global parts bin, coming from the Alfa Romeo Giulietta, and, and also some of the other heavy content that they put in the other Chryslers, the 8.4 inch screen, the 500-watt stereo system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think, we're getting to a point where the American market is really growing up in terms of what they think about compact cars and what they expect from it, not just the bargain basement, hose off the interior, and get good fuel economy, but it's cheap. But you could have all that content and driving experience in a compact car.
Cadillac goes after the 3 Series. We've been talking about this vehicle for a long, long time. It's here in production form. Your thoughts on this very important offering from GM?
Well, the proof is going to be the way it drives. I mean, that 3 Series always has been such a brilliantly driving car. The driving dynamics, the steering feel, the ride, the handling. Let's see if Cadillac can deliver it. The CTS is quite a nice car, and they've done really well with that. But it's always been kind of like the BMW 4 Series, It's like it's a little bigger than 3. It's not quite a 5. I think what we're going to see is, Cadillac really aligning themselves. 3 Series, 5 Series, 7 Series, C-Class, E-Class, etc.
Let's talk about Mercedes unveiling a new rendition of the SL. I can't believe 60 years. I mean, this is one of these iconic vehicles like the Corvette, like the 911. It's been around a long time. They seem to get better and better, and they certainly get more and more expensive.
Yeah, expensive, big, heavy car. Not my cup of tea. I mean, it certainly is kind of like a halo car for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes down to me, I mean, the cars that I get excited about, that BRZ and the FR.
Oh, yeah.
That is a car that I am just dying to get my hands on, throw around our track.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys have a wonderful track up in Connecticut. You are able to really test these vehicles under great conditions. And it looks like the dynamics of that vehicle set. The interesting collaboration between Toyota and Subaru, and using that Subaru Boxster engine, the low center of gravity, you know, hopefully this is going to be an affordable Cayman. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I'm always a big fan of the Miata.
Yep.
You know, but the Miata's been really, hasn't changed a whole lot in a long time and really hasn't had any really competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like serious competition to that vehicle. You know, not everybody wants a convertible, too. You know, I mean, I want a sports car. I don't have to
right.
have the wind in the air. And that, you know, I mean, you know, full disclosure, you know, I've been racing a Toyota Mar II for a long time. That's my cup of tea. I'm a big fan of the Hachiroko.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, the high revving engine in those cars, you know, rev up to 7,500 RPM, not a lot of torque, but that's where it's at for me.
Jake Fisher is with us from Consumer Reports. Jake, let's talk a little bit more about technology. It's interesting the way Ford, going back to, again, one of the stars of the show with the Fusion, they're going to offer so many different incarnations of this vehicle. Tell our listeners all across North America about what we're going to be seeing from the Ford brand.
Well, I mean, you know, big change powertrain. You know, no longer are we seeing, you know, the big four-cylinder and the V6. No V6 in the car at all.
Mm-hmm.
1.6-liter turbo, 2-liter turbo, hybrid powertrain. And they're saying the hybrid powertrain will get significantly better fuel economy than anything on the market, including the Camry. So that's going to be very interesting. And they got a new 2-liter mated to that. Then they're doing the plug-in hybrid as well. So they're throwing everything in, and that's not even getting into the electronics in the inside of the car. You know, next generation of my Ford, my Touch, and just basically every bit of electronics known to man that you could imagine in a family sedan. You know, no longer is it the S-Class and the 7 Series has the technology. Now it's available to anybody.
It is so true. And when you look at what younger folks in their teens and 20s want in their vehicles, they want that connectivity. And that's why we're seeing more and more car companies attending the Consumer Electronics Show and partnering up with Silicon Valley associates. And matter of fact, Ford just opened a lab up in Silicon Valley with a company called Masher.
Well, I mean, they absolutely have to do that. I mean, look at the knowledge base that they have that there. And, you know, the car companies, typically, they don't have that. You know, the you know, smartphones and all the consumer electronics, they're used to this, and they're used to trying to do that. And what's going on in the car company is, like, unbelievable. I mean, some people are doing this right. Some people aren't. You look at Chrysler, for instance. Chrysler has a big touchscreen that has all these functionality. It's very easy to use and actually does work. You know, but they're using off-the-shelf stuff. You know, mm-hmm. They're probably heavily relying on their suppliers to do that. They have Garmin, you know, running the nav system. Not something that's just grown in-house. Ford's got some missteps, absolutely, in the My Ford, My Touch. And it'll be very interesting to see what you know, General Motors does as they roll out the new system for Cadillac.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be an interesting year, too. I mean, not only is it an election year, but there's so many great products out there. And, I mean, what a great time to be in the market if you have the means, if you have the credit to be getting a new vehicle. I mean, there's something for everybody, no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no longer is there just, you know, a whole bunch of family sedans that do the same thing. This car's getting different. There's a lot more options available at every price range.
What's the funkiest vehicle at the show?
The funkiest vehicle at the show? That's a good question. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Some of those concept vehicles from Chevrolet are interesting.
Yeah, interesting. That's nice. You know,
that's diplomatic.
That's diplomatic. Ugly, was that the word you were looking for?
Kind of.
Yeah, you know, one of the sad thing about the death of you know, Pontiac and Saturn was the loss of the Solstice.
That's true.
And you gotta imagine that all the tooling, we've got plenty of life on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're trying to figure out if they could build something off of that. And that's one of those vehicles with the smallest displacement engine and rear-wheel drive. So,
yep. I guess where that came from.
I wonder.
Well, Jake, again, thanks for your time here today.
All right, you're very welcome.
He's Jake Fisher, Consumer Reports Senior Automotive Engineer. I'm Bob Long.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 61%. Don't wait another day. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, to our coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside Dave Mash, who is the vehicle chief engineer on the all-new Cadillac ATS. How you doing there, Dave?
Very good. Excited about showing the car to everyone today and in the last couple days.
This is an extremely highly anticipated vehicle. I mean, we've been talking about it for years.
Yes.
Behind the scenes. It's an interesting kind of sidebar to the story. It's one of the few programs that continued throughout General Motors' bankruptcy.
Yes.
And reorganization. So that's kind of sheds a light on the importance of this particular project.
Yes, very important for us. It's our first product that will be in the entry lux segment to compete with the other brands out there, BMW 3 Series, the Audi A4, and Mercedes C-Class, etc. And we study those cars extensively. And we also went and visited customers that own those cars around the world and got a lot of information from them, found out what they liked about their cars, what they didn't like about their cars, and what we needed to do in designing our all-new architecture vehicle for the Cadillac ATS. So it's been about 5 years we've been working on this, a long time. And you're right. We started way quite a while ago before some of the restructuring. But the thing that has been consistent all along is the focus of the team, as well as the support from our leadership that of what we were trying to go after and make sure that we were going to have a product that we were all going to be very proud of.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of this particular segment of the automotive marketplace. BMW has had a stronghold for many, many years with the 3 Series, as you pointed out. There are a number of other very strong competitors in the class, including the Audi A4, the Mercedes C-Class, the Lexus IS, and many others. So you're playing with some pretty heavy-duty company there.
Yes, and that's why it took a commitment to go in and do an all-new car.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new architecture that we did specifically for this car. We benchmarked all the competitors, not just with their customers, I said a minute ago, but we also tore down all those cars. We looked at the detailed components in them and then tried to compare our existing designs and found out where we needed to improve and what we needed to do in order to get the performance and the mass that was critical for this market segment.
Let's talk a little bit more about the architecture that you developed exclusively for this particular vehicle. Tell us the code name, because I'm an automotive geek.
Sure.
And also tell us a little bit about the structure and the rigidity of the actual architecture.
Sure. The architecture inside, we call it Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that as much outside. We prefer to talk about the brand, the car itself, the
Sure.
ATS. But it is our Alpha architecture. We do have plans to use it on additional platforms. But we started in the beginning. We took about 2 years working on the architecture before we really began doing the styling work. And the reason we did that was we had to work through to make sure that we were as efficient as we could be. So developing what we call the topology of the body structure, the packaging of the major components. So simple little things like making sure that the suspension cross member is directly in line with the lower control arm handling link, and right directly above that is exactly where it attaches to the body structure, so that the sections can be small, they can be low gauge, they can be very stiff and functional, and that helps to support having a low mass, which is so critical for this fun-to-drive, nimble, quick segment that we're entering into.
Let's talk dimensions. How does the ATS measure up compared to some of the other players in the marketplace?
We are, I think the new generation BMW 3 Series actually grew a little bit.
It did.
And I'm not sure I have the correct specifications there handy. We're, for most parts, I think we're wider than most of the cars except for the Audi A4. I think the Audi might be just a little bit wider. And we're right about the same length of those, except for some of the, let's call it the styling of the front and the rear of the car. We have a Cadillac styling that just extends it a little bit more. So we're right on top of all of those cars. And we found that customers, when we went out and drove their cars with them or rode in their cars with them, that size was really important. It was important because it also talked about what the car was meant for, and that was fun to drive. It was nimble. It was designed that way, and it wasn't a larger vehicle.
How does it shape up size-wise compared to, let's say, a CTS?
It's about 8 inches shorter than the CTS, a little less than that, and in the neighborhood of about 500 pounds lighter than the current CTS. So the CTS is a great car and doing very well in the marketplace as well. We really enjoy that. That's, I would say the CTS is our second iteration of working on rear drive products to compete in either the entry lux or mid lux category of products. And so we've been learning over the years and continuing to refine our components and our specifications and such. And now we're able to apply that to this all-new architecture vehicle, the Cadillac ATS.
Let's talk powertrains. Always an important ingredient with any launch of a vehicle, let alone a vehicle this important to the brand. And considering the competition that you're going up against, tell us about the different power plant combinations and transmission offerings.
Sure. In most of the vehicles that are out there right now in the market, not too many of them have four cylinders. Few of them do. We're going to have two four cylinders in this vehicle. We'll have a 2.5 liter, which will get a little over 200 horsepower. Awesome performing engine, a very good base engine that people will enjoy driving. It'll still have a lot of spirit and acceleration as well. Then we go to a 2-liter turbo, and the 2-liter turbo will be about 270 horsepower. So a nice jump from the base power plant. And that will have both a manual transmission and an automatic transmission, as well as all-wheel drive.
Wow.
And then we go to the 3.6-liter V6 engine, which is a little over 320 horsepower, and that will be all-wheel drive and or rear-wheel drive and automatic only.
And that engine has been significantly tweaked, I understand.
It's been a little bit tweaked from, where we have had it in some past models within Cadillac. And, of course, we're working on the intake and the exhaust to get everything we can out of it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the styling. Cadillac has really made its mark for the art and science design, and you guys continue to evolve that. For those of our listeners who haven't yet checked out some of the pictures of the ATS that are out there online and in various magazines, paint a little verbal picture for our listeners. What can they expect?
Set our sights that we wanted to, in fact, retain a lot of the key cues that set the Cadillac apart from the competitors so that people know that there is a brand identity. You will notice right away that what we call the vertical headlamps and the vertical tail lamps. So when you see the car driving down the road, you will see that vertical light signature that sets it apart from.
Excellent. Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure hearing all about the ATS. And
thank you for the opportunity.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage of Detroit 2012. I'm Bob Long. From here, don't be confused. The way is clear. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free.
Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days, the recently concluded press days of the Detroit, also known as North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by the Director of Communications for Subaru. It's my pleasure to welcome Dominic Infante. Dominic, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Great to be here.
It's great to be here. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about a vehicle that everybody is talking about, and it's on display here. It's the brand new sports car from the folks at Subaru. It's called the BRZ, and this is a very interesting collaboration between the folks at Subaru and the folks at Toyota.
Yeah, actually, this is the North American debut for the BRZ, the new Subaru, and yeah, we combined efforts. We've worked with Toyota in terms of kind of some of the programming that we wanted to look in terms of how we want to bring this car to market. We designed, we created, so it's a boxer engine, so there's a lot of great Subaru DNA in there as well, you know, and but it kind of took a little bit of a new direction for us. We kind of came out with the goal of having the lowest center of gravity possible, and to do that, we needed to have essentially a front engine rear drive car. And what we've achieved is one of the lowest center of gravities of any product out there, lower than a Ferrari 458 Italia. There's some impressive cars out there, and to kind of bring back this idea of the pure sports car, you know, and that's what this is. It's It's normally aspirated, 200 horsepower, lightweight, and it's total focus is on handling, and it's just amazing car to drive. Lightning quick, really great.
It sounds wonderful, and it's a looker. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's probably right up there with one of the best looking Subarus ever produced.
Yes, I think you can definitely say that. It is actually a beautiful car. And it doesn't disappoint. I know there's been a lot of talk about a lot of build up, a lot of hype coming to this car. The car delivers everywhere, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, it is just so much fun to drive. And you know, you're still going to maintain a lot of your Subaru reliability, you know, crash worthiness, all the good Subaru traits in a super lightweight sports car. Kind of a different direction because, you know, we've got the rally style sports cars we've been producing with WRX and STI, you know, for the last decade here, you know. But you know, we've got a new direction, totally different feel. And an affordable, lightweight sports car. I mean, it's going to be a huge hit. We're really excited.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be a huge hit because no one has really offered something like this. I mean, of course, you know, Mazda's had their Roadster, but this is a different animal. This is a real, true sports car. And like you say, I mean, with that kind of combination of the Boxster engine, that low center of gravity, I understand that the center of gravity is even lower than the Porsche Cayman, which is a much more expensive vehicle, to say the least.
The Cayman was really our target in terms of handling. That was the bogey we were looking to achieve out there, and that was our goal, to make it handle like that. And that's why we're really excited to have it on display, because you can see the compact size of the car. Yet it's designed that you can fold down both rear seats, fit four race tires and a jack, and go to a track day.
Cool.
Carry your track tires, swap them back out on the way, drive the car home. You know, it's that kind of car.
And again, this is going to be an affordable vehicle. Has any pricing been announced yet?
Not yet, but we will soon. Yeah.
Just around the corner.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear that. Let's talk about some other big news. Of course, you guys have had some incredible years of late. And matter of fact, let's look back at calendar year 2011. How did Subaru do?
You know, we were so happy with the 2011 that kind of ended, because at the beginning of the year, the tsunami, you know, and the tragedy that happened with that, and then the we probably lost about 10 to 15% of our volume. It really hurt us. Really started feeling it in October, November, really running short of cars. But I have to say, our colleagues in Japan made such a great effort to get production back up. We'll produce over the next 6 months more cars than we ever have in any 6 month period. And we were able to top with an all-time sales record this year. We only beat it by 3,000 that we said last year, but that's okay. We're looking forward to 2012. We think we can top 300,000. And, you know, this is 4 years of growth for us. We're the only car company with that, and it's the third consecutive all-time sales record that we've set, and which is really amazing. We're sort of looking back at the economy the way it's been the last several years. So we're really looking forward to 2012. With the industry kind of picking up, we're hoping we get a little bit of a tailwind from that as well. And with the launch of the new Impreza, we have the BRZ coming out. We have another new vehicle called the XV Crosstrek, which is a small CUV that will be launching later this year that we're really excited to get to market. We think that's going to be a tremendous hit. It gives you kind of the compact size of an Impreza, but with all the capability of a Forester or an Outback. You know, it's going to have 8.9 inches of ground clearance. And much more of a player in that small CUV segment.
That sounds great, Dominic. I mean, this all-new CUV, when will we first get a glimpse of it? Will it be a while?
We'll show it to you. We'll debut it at the New York Auto Show.
So it's around the corner.
Right around the corner, and then it'll go on sale, you know, probably in the fall, early fall. So we're very excited to get that car out there, though.
When you look at the success of the Subaru brand, like you say, having all these consecutive years of record sales, I mean, it pays off across the board. I mean, when you look at the resale value, this is one thing as a Subaru owner myself. I mean, when I looked at some other vehicles and compared it to the Subaru, I mean, you guys really blow away lots of competition in the areas of resale value.
Yeah, ALG always awards us a top pick in terms of sales, in terms of resale value. And it's, you know, and it goes back down, and it's something we built, which just didn't happen overnight. We built it over the last 20 years. We put the effort, you know. The great way to describe it, Subaru is a company that does its homework. Mm-hmm. You know, we've never been the flash in the pan kind. We try to build a brand based on merit, you know, and we've really done that. And it's some exciting cars as well, but at the same time, it's, you know, the people who got 300,000 miles on their car who are excited to do that, you know, as well. They're just as happy with that, and that's kind of like where the brand's built, and that's how we get, you know, we've kind of grown from a groundswell in terms of grassroots. We've had a lot of people just out there, they're telling everyone, you know, this is how great my car is, and you should look at a Subaru, and it does us great favors.
And you must have a tremendous amount of conquest buyers in addition to the loyal Subaru faithful.
Sure, and that's like, I think the great thing, we're really started the roll-off when we redesigned the Forester and we right-sized it, so we made it larger than the original Forester, and then it was a direct competitor with CR-V and RAV4, and we started getting a lot more conquest buyers, and we get a lot of conquest coming from Ford and Volkswagen who come into our cars, and you know, that's the great thing about the capability we've had with the new products going out there. We're able to reach more across the market, so we've got a much broader spectrum of vehicles we sell now, and much more viable too, especially with the new Impreza. You know, we offer a five-door and a four-door sedan, both great cars. They compete very well at 36 miles per gallon and standard all-wheel drive as well. And then that's kind of the key for us. You know, we were able to offer the little bit extra, and we've gotten rid of any of the penalties we had before, which was maybe poor fuel economy or styling. We've worked to correct everything we think, you know, that was right wrong with that or upset our customers before. And then, like I said, we've done our homework, and it's kind of paying off for us now, which is great. We're very excited.
And, of course, enthusiasts are going to ask me this one, and I know you probably can't tell me, but down the road, hopefully, with fingers crossed, we may even see a higher performance variant of the BRZ.
Yeah, I know. That is the number one question is, you know, where is the turbo? But, you know, at least for initially, you know, here we're looking at a car that's designed to be normally aspirated, 100 horsepower per liter out of this engine, and it's much simplified in terms of its kind of styling and its
yeah.
feel. So this car is designed to be more simple. Now, you know, can you then go and do things like that, and force induce that engine? Sure, I guess there's things we can do down the line, but in the, you know, that's what we're really looking at right now. It's just a pure fun car drive, very simple. Once you start going down that road, you can start adding a lot of cost, etc. This is just a great entry-level sports car. Like I said, you know, they'll be coming to a track day near you, you know, as soon as they hit the streets.
Excellent. And is this, I'm racking my brains here a little bit, is this the first ever rear-wheel drive Subaru?
Well, no. Technically, there was a car built in 1954, which was only about 50 or so built. That was a front-engine rear drive. And really, the Subaru 360 is rear-engine rear drive. So it's definitely the first mass-produced front-engine rear-drive car Subaru's ever done.
Well, the big news here in Detroit, record sales once again from the folks at Subaru and the BRZ. Come on down and see it, and we all are looking forward to the new CUV around the bend. Dominic Infante, the Director of Communications for Subaru, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Motor City. Don't go away.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, any time you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com.
or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the big auto show here in Detroit. It's the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. Anytime I get the opportunity to share the microphone with this gentleman, it's always a pleasure. Once again, it's my great pleasure to welcome to the airways Bob Carter, who is Toyota's Vice President and General Manager. Bob, how you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Always a pleasure to see you, and it's great to be here at Detroit kicking off the 2012 year.
So let's talk a little bit about 2012. It's an exciting year, and you guys certainly faced so many challenges last year, but when you look back, I really think you handled all that was thrown at you so very, very well, Bob.
Well, it was a challenging year with the earthquake and tsunami, and it affected many of our supply and our associates over in Asia. But I tell you, they did a fantastic job. Some of our suppliers were actually leveled to the point that there was nothing left. And when that happened on that tragedy happened on March 11th, there was some speculation that it may take us to the end of the year to recover. And actually, our supply base was recovered by August and September. We got things moving, and we're back to 100% production. And it's really to the credit of all the suppliers and all the associates that that worked to put us to this position.
It's great news. And the good thing about car buying right now, this is a wonderful time to be in the market for a new vehicle. There are so many wonderful choices out there. And I know you guys are really rolling out some wonderful new products, including the recently introduced Camry, which is doing extraordinarily well right out of the box.
Well, we're really pleased with the new Camry that we just launched in October. Our dealer supply is now catching up with our manufacturing plant down in Georgetown, Kentucky. We were fortunate fortunate that over 33,000 customers showed up in the month of December to purchase a new Camry. And we're really proud of that. People are responding to the high fuel efficiency, the new styling, and the value of the vehicle. But we're also encouraged because we're starting to see some significant improvement in the overall industry. The month of December was a particularly good month for Toyota, but a particularly good month for the entire industry, best month of the year. And it gives us, and I think everyone that's here at the show, a lot of optimism as we move into 2012.
Let's talk a little bit about dimensionally the differences between the new Camry versus the previous generation Camry. It seems to me, from an interior perspective, there's more room in this vehicle than before.
There is. The new Camry is actually dimensionally on the exterior the same size as the previous generation, but our engineers and here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, did a wonderful job designing that new interior to provide some more usable space. So as you get into it, and I know you've had the opportunity to drive it, Bob, mm-hmm. you get a sense of more interior room. You get more shoulder room,
yep.
Elbow room. I'm really proud of the interior fit and finish and some of the stitching and details we put into it. Customers are really responding to it. And then this was the first car that we introduced with our new Entune system, which allows the driver to be connected through the internet, play Pandora, for example, or iHeartRadio, or do big searches. But it does it in a way that takes the cell phone out of the driver's hands. It's done it in a non-distracting, consumer-friendly way. So there's so many features to the consumer that that we're really proud of the car, and it's I'm really proud to say that it's just been an absolute success as we launched it in the fourth quarter this year.
That's great, Bob, and I understand you're attracting some younger buyers, which is also always good for any brand.
Well, one of the key new models to the Camry is the sport version. We call it the SE, and it's got a body kit. It's got a sportier suspension, sportier driving rack. Wheels, tires, really attractive looking car. But we're seeing that a lot of 40, 45 year old buyers are coming in and looking at that vehicle. So Camry has always done wonderfully with the boomer generation. I'm really pleased to see the boomer generation still love their Camrys, but now that we're starting to see the boomers' children coming in looking at them. So it's really a pleasure.
Let's talk about another recently introduced Toyota product, and this is a small vehicle which delivers big in the fuel economy department. It's certainly a great city vehicle. It's called the IQ.
It's a fun car. It's the world's smallest four-passenger vehicle. It was developed really with the urban driver, people who are living in cities or where parking is a premium. A lot of interior space in the vehicle for a vehicle that's only 10 feet long. Drives wonderfully, and actually it's a kick to drive. We've developed it primarily for the younger driver that's moving back into the urban centers of cities, mm-hmm. whether it be in New York or Charlotte, Los Angeles, or even here in Detroit. And we just introduced it in the month of December. We're in California. We're introducing it in waves, and it'll be available on the West Coast for the next 2 months. Then we bring it to the East Coast, and then finally launch it in the Midwest. Terrific car, and it's one of 19 new vehicles that we'll be bringing to market this year.
You're going to have a busy year, and you're kicking it off here in grand style in the Motor City. The Prius, of course, everybody knows, and recently you guys announced that the Prius is now a family of vehicles. The Prius V has rolled out, and now here in Detroit, you guys are taking the wraps off an all-new variant of the Prius. It's called the C. Tell us about this one, Bob.
It is. We're really excited about this vehicle. Everyone knows what a Prius is. Prius is has really led the environmental and the high MPG movement now for 10 years. We've sold well over a million vehicles, Priuses, in the U.S., and some of our customers over time were asking us, you know, I would like a Prius that had a little bit more interior space. So late last summer, we introduced the Prius V, and it's a larger Prius. It has, I describe it to my friends as it's a Prius, but it has the interior volume that you would expect in a small SUV. At the same time, there are other customers, particularly those younger consumers that are looking for a little bit more value, looking for a little smaller car. So that's where the role of the Prius C comes in. It's smaller than the standard Prius, will be a very attractive price. We're looking at starting at under $20,000.
Wow.
With the highest fuel economy of the Prius family. So we will have four variants of Prius. Be the Prius C, the standard Prius, and the Prius V. And then a little bit later in the spring, we're also offering the plug-in variant for those consumers that are really looking for that high-technology, ultra-efficient fuel economy.
Oh, that's great news. Can't wait to check that one out. Also here in the Motor City, you guys are showing off a concept vehicle, Toyota, that kind of gives us a little hint of what we're going to be seeing from future hybrids. Tell us about this one, Bob.
Well, in addition to the all-new Prius C, that will be the first time that it's been displayed here in North America, we're also introducing a concept that we call the NS4. And what I would describe that is a four-door hybrid variant. But you can, when you look at the vehicle, you look at the features and the technology of this car, you can get a pretty good hint of what we believe the hybrids and sedans will look like in the future.
And hybrids have been such a huge part of Toyota and Lexus. Over the last few years, I mean, you guys offer so many different products in hybrid configuration when you stop and add it up.
Well, we believe hybrid is a significant answer for what consumers are looking for. And versus the full electric vehicles, which we will be bringing two full electric vehicles to market later this year. But for the consumer, that if they want a vehicle that has some of the compromises to electric vehicles, there's still the range anxiety there. So hybrid offers you that high efficiency. Plug-in hybrid offers you the increased ability to travel on electric only. But then when the battery pack's depleted, you still have a Prius that's rated at over 50 miles per gallon. So hybrid is our core technology, and we will continue to expand that throughout all of our lines.
That's fantastic news. Well, Bob, congratulations on the success of the Camry and the rollout of the IQ, and can't wait to check out some of these vehicles here on the show floor, my friend.
Bob, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to see you at these shows.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop and then more from Detroit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.